your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to this fan series edition of the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast. In this series, you'll be introduced to all different types of Florida Panther fans all throughout different parts of the world. Some of them might be in South Florida. Some of them might be located outside of South Florida. Some of them might be located out of state, across the pond, and even in Canada. Before we get started on Locked On Florida Panthers fan series number six, the sixth edition of this series, let me introduce myself. My name is Armando Velez. I'm from PantherParkway.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at MondoMan12. You can follow me on the show account on Twitter at LO_FLAPanthers. You can follow the national show, Locked On NHL, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and the Crosscheck NHL show with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, where they'll be covering all the offseason activities going on around the National Hockey League. So for today's episode of the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, in this sixth edition, like I said earlier at the top of the episode, we have Andrew Cash. Andrew, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well this morning. How about you, Armando?
I'm doing well on this, recording this on a Sunday morning early. The day after the Miami Dolphins had a preseason win against the Atlanta Falcons, football season is almost here. Spins up, man. So, and shortly, midway through the Dolphins season, we'll be having some Florida Panthers hockey. So that will give us a little bit of some sports and our sports fix before the Florida Panthers come back.
I can't wait. It feels like it's been like in a millennium since like the NBA finals ended.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy because this is like the probably one of the shortest off seasons like we'll ever have. And but at the same time, it feels like just yesterday the Florida Panthers were eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs. I believe it was May 26th that they lost Game 6 against Tampa Bay. So it's been almost 3 months. Hard to believe. And for me personally, it's crazy that I'm still like putting out podcasts out there, still like trying to keep the energy for this region, that for this team that is just in a sense of direction. But this show's about you. So tell us about where you're from.
So I'm actually born and raised down here in South Florida, like for Lauderdale area. I grew up around like, you know, plantation and really just kind of jumped around to Orlando for a little bit. Was there for about a good year and a half. A couple years ago, made my way back home to Fort Lauderdale, and I've been here ever since, and have been a diehard Panthers fan for many years now. Yeah, ever since, it feels good to be back home. It feels good to, you know, root on my home team.
Absolutely. I love coming back home every single time I get the chance to. There's no place like it. So what is it that you do for a living?
So what I do for a living is, since now the COVID's starting to kind of, you know, die off a little bit, or so we should hopefully. I actually started working as a new job, working wholesale for a CBD company called Diamond CBD.
Nice.
So yeah, so basically, like you know, I just I'll call, you know, like smoke shops and stuff around that, like, you know, throughout the U.S. and just kind of be like, hey, you guys ever heard of Delta 8 or Delta 10? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been doing that for the past like month, and before then I was just you know, working in like customer service, like, you know, working from home, you know, having to do what I had to do due to the pandemic. But ever since for the past like month or two now, I've just been you know, just working back and getting back into the office and trying to get things back to normal.
Are you missing the in office feel, the community feel, or do you like working at home better?
The thing is, I actually just started working from home this past week due to like just to be on the safe side. But my office decided to just try it out, just to like, you know, let's try working from home this week. And we're supposed to be coming back tomorrow, but honestly, this past week I kind of had a good time just kind of like working from home. I was like, you know, pretty much the same position that you're seeing me in right now. I was hanging out with the number one Cats fan in all of South Florida with me all week.
for those listening, because this is an audio podcast, Andrew just brought out his dog to the screen with him. What's your dog's name?
This is Bubba. Aww. Bubba's a good little Panthers cat. Panthers pup. I actually started like working working from home this past week, and I actually kind of liked it, just from like, you know, this nice little change of pace, you know. But it's good to be kind of like, you know, getting back to the office so you can actually like, you know, talk to like the coworkers again, and you know, have that sense of you know, normalcy a little bit, you know.
I'll tell you the truth. I started working from home for the first time in July of 2020, when I used to work in golf television. And at first it was awesome, because I get to, if I was hungry, I could just go to my kitchen, heat up some food, bring it back. And I don't have to worry about spending money on gas. But after a while, I think that people need people. I think people need a sense of community to be around. And of course, this podcast is me doing this podcast is me being at a desk by myself and chatting with people virtually instead of in person. But as far as like my day job, I miss being in that office feel that you could just peek over and just chat with somebody say like a stupid joke or something.
Yeah, it hits a little bit different when you're trying to make a joke over Slack versus like, you know, just peeking over your head behind you to like, you know, talk to somebody about a simple question, you know.
Yeah, because you can't really get you don't really know how their reaction is going to be when like they like read something over a Slack message versus versus like reading their body language like in person or
exactly sarcasm over Slack doesn't really go over too well. What I've noticed this past week.
that's for sure. And there's lines for possible miscommunication there as well. So you said that you were that you've been a Florida Panthers fan for a long time. But is there a time where you remember that? When did the Florida Panthers first enter your consciousness?
I want to say the Panthers first entered my consciousness back when I was like playing for that little league team. I think it was since we were in Plantation, we would go to like a few games every now and then. And I remember specifically the first game I went to, I went with my mom and my dad and my little brother, and we went and had dinner over at the Rainforest Cafe over at Sawgrass Mills, right across the street from BB&T. And I want to say they may have been playing the Atlanta Thrashers, RIP. And so I remember like, you know, just you know, get you know, we were like having, we were winning, we were like, they were killing. I don't even remember who was even on the team back then or anything, but I remember just like I remember being on the Jumbotron, like my whole family there, and I was just kind of like, oh wow, this is, for some reason, like that was just kind of like, wow, this is a feel and a community that I really, really like. And I've just kind of been just stuck with it ever since.
Do you remember what year specifically around?
I think it may have been maybe 2004, maybe 2005.
Okay. So yeah, right around that era. In 2003, there was no captain on that team. And then the very next year after, it was Olli Jokinen who was named the captain. So
yep, do you remember that?
Yeah, so you experienced the Olli Jokinen years, that's for sure. Something that I really didn't get to experience. I came a little late to the party for the Florida Panthers. So you said you answered a question that I was about to ask, is like, what specific game that you said that you said I'm sold as a fan, and you said that they were playing the Atlanta Thrashers after enjoying a nice dinner at Sawgrass Mills. And Sawgrass Mills, from the time I grew up, has changed so much, and it's,
oh my god,
so much. Remember Wanadoo City?
Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah,
I remember going to field trips to Wanadoo City when I was a kid, and RIP to that.
Oh, man. Well. Man, pouring one out for Wanadoo City.
Yeah, well, cheers.
Cheers.
So as far as going to see the Florida Panthers play in a place outside of South Florida, have you ever had the opportunity to travel outside of South Florida to, like, go see them play and go see a game?
I actually have never seen them outside of Sunrise, but I have actually, back in like December of 2019, I went out to Dallas, saw a Dallas Stars game, and they were actually playing the Vegas Golden Knights. And I had I was like so close to the ice that I could literally see how big Ben Bishop is in person. like I had no idea how big why they actually do call him Big Ben. That man is huge. And so it was kind of cool too, because it was like a nice little later on that season, Dallas and Vegas ended up playing each other in the, I think it was the conference finals that season. So I kind of looked at that as being like, oh, I saw myself a little preview a couple months ago before this series kind of went underway. But yeah, that I've never really been to, never saw the Panthers outside of Sunrise. I do really would love, I'd really love to see them actually out in maybe Madison Square Garden or even at, I actually want to go check out Climate Pledge Arena back when, when that finally opens for the Seattle Kraken, because that place looks pretty interesting so far.
Yeah, I've never been to Seattle in general, so I would love to see how that arena is. It's funny because Gary Bettman actually said that name incorrectly. He called it Climate Change Arena. So I don't know if you've ever noticed it when he was talking about it during the expansion draft. So he said it incorrectly. So,
that's actually funny. I did not.
And Chris Fowler called the Carolina Hurricanes the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers. Oh, I remember that.
So, and then the Carolina Hurricanes Twitter and the Florida Panthers Twitter was just going back and forth, and it was comedic. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turned to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survival contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. Yes, 100%. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo, which equals make a bet on Thursday, September 9th, season opener between the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. For new customers only when signing up using the promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports, from football to basketball to boxing to hockey, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Does this sound familiar? You got one device that lets you catch all the games live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff? Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices required. Content varies by package. As far as like your traveling experience to go see hockey, because like Sunrise, Dallas isn't a traditional hockey market. How is the atmosphere there over there in Dallas, like as a hockey city? We know that it lives and breathes on football, but how did you like the atmosphere over there?
Oh, dude, it was absolutely wild. Like, it was a ruckus. Like, you can probably find, if you find like the old recap of that game on YouTube, you can probably see me, because I'm the only one wearing a Red Panthers jersey in a sea of green. and the thing is, but like, everyone was just like really, really nice about it. Like, people were like still like, you know, like they had questions where they, like, I had a few people like, you know, that would just tap me on the shoulder, just be like, hey, you guys are gonna do really well this year, congratulations on Bob. And I'm like, oh, thanks guys, like, you guys are actually really nice. And you know, after when you hear Puck Yeah by Pantera play after that goal song, and everyone's just up and like, you know, giving high fives and everything, rounds of applause, and having to hear that in Pantera goal song I've been wanting to hear for many years finally in person, I was like, okay, this was worth even just the ticket alone. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I actually even did go out to a Cowboys game when I was out there as well. So I got to check out AT&T Stadium, and I've never felt so small in a building in my entire life than I have being in that stadium. Mm-hmm.
I've been to a Cowboys game, Cowboys Dolphins out there in 2019.
Oh, nice.
When the Dolphins went out there. But yeah, Dallas overall, a great sports city. And Pantera, it makes sense, from Texas. So
exactly.
So that's just the experience in general. Rest in peace, Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul Abbott. Those are two
some of the greats.
Legends. So it's funny. This episode's not out yet. But for the listeners, I will be me and Jared Ellis of Locked On Hurricanes will be releasing episodes of if NHL teams were rock bands, what would they be? So if they have released before this recording has released, go check them out. We go through every single team on what they represent. So go check those out. So and some of them might be comedic, some of them might be make you think a little bit. So Drew, who is that team, with the exception of the Lightning, but if it is the Lightning, it's okay, that you dislike the most or loathe the most of every team in the NHL? Who is that team for you that you dislike?
You know, for some reason I kind of want to go with either the Patriots and the Bruins.
Okay.
Yeah, like I don't know. Maybe it's because watching football all over the years and just seeing that, seeing the Patriots constantly, like, you know, win after win after win. You know, it was kind of it gets kind of like, you know, a little bit to the point where you're kind of like, hey, like, can someone else kind of like, you know, won a championship that isn't Tom Brady every now and then? But mm-hmm. Hey, but you know what, he's one of the greatest for a reason. And it's like that meme just saying like, I hate you, but God, do I respect you.
Mm-hmm. And as far as like the Bruins, it's like that Boston connection.
It's really just kind of like the whole, like, I don't know what it is. I've just In no knocking, you know, like Boston sports fans or anything. Like, just I've just always just kind of had like this sort of like this, because even like when you go to Panthers games and like you have like Boston fans in the crowd, they're pretty a little raucous, I could say, a little bit. But yeah, it's just really just kind of been like, I don't know, maybe just kind of like that that bully kind of mentality that team has kind of always kind of really kind of like brought to the ice, which, I mean, you have to respect in some way, you know, like it's definitely a kind of like a way of hockey, but it's just also just kind of like, I don't know. I've always had a little, not the greatest spot for the big bad Bruins. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, that was actually a team that I take that back. This past season, the team that actually, I was actually really liking last season was the Carolina Hurricanes, because of like everything going on, like how they were just, I thought they were going to make it like pretty far last year and even this year, but having one of my former favorite Panther, Vincent Trocheck, scoring on us pretty much almost every single game was that was a little bittersweet. So I'm just like, I'm really trying to like you guys, but this really kind of hurts, Vinny. Come on.
Yeah, that's a trade that's like not looking that's looking more in the Carolina Hurricanes' favor at this moment in time. Lucas Walmark and Eric Halla were pieces of that trade that were never really going to stay here long term. The jury's still out on players like Eetu Luostarinen and Chase Prisky, who the Florida Panthers were able to qualify an offer for Chase Prisky. So he's going to be staying at least in the short term. So at this point in time, the trade's not looking good from the Florida Panthers' perspective. And that's another Dale Tallon mistake that he made during his time here. And it's funny, with the Carolina Hurricanes, they look so great in the regular season. I thought they were going to make it further, possibly beat the Lightning. But once Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov came back, they just made Carolina Hurricanes not look like that team in the regular season that they look like.
I mean, I'll even go on a limb and say, hey, even like even though the Panthers struggled against Carolina so much in the regular season, I truly believe if we were playing them in the first round, I believe we could have knocked them out in 6 or 7 games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm on the fence with that because the two wins that the Florida Panthers had against the Carolina Hurricanes were both in overtime. So Carolina got 14 out of 16 points against the Florida Panthers, and they just found a way to just dominate the Cats. And I remember there was this one game that just frustrated me. That was, I believe it was 1 of 9 on the power play that the Florida Panthers had against Carolina. And the way that Carolina was just able to deny zone entries in general for the Panthers was just like, it was just frustrating. And I'm just like, wow, how is this Panthers team going to beat them in the playoffs that they were to me? And one of the highlights of the year was actually like Alexander Barkov's like no look goal against Carolina in that very, very last regular season game. And it's just like, it was good to like end on a high note. It's like, okay, they might've beaten them in overtime. They're not going to win a division, but they're creating that momentum if they were to like ever meet in the playoffs. But it never happened because of course they lost in the first round against Tampa Bay. So as far as feeling about the direction of the Panthers, I've said what I've had to say about the direction. How about you? Like, what is your feeling on the direction of where the Florida Panthers are right now?
Well, it's really just kind of like, you have to look at this roster and just like this depth chart, and you just have to kind of just think to yourself, like, these guys are just really just heading in the right direction. They have the right heads on their shoulder of what they need to do. Zito has really come in and just given this organization a whole new kind of like mentality and like work ethic. And I think Coach Q just really kind of like fits in with that really well, because you compare this team to how our team was in the bubble back in the Toronto and Edmonton bubble, and like it's almost just like a night and day difference. Because I'm gonna be honest, like even going into this last season, like I was a little unsure of like how we were gonna look, because like we had like so many new faces coming in, we still had like our core and everything, but I was a little like skeptical at first, being like, I think we'll still do good, but like let's see how this goes. And then first few games in, and I'm just like, oh wow, this is a different team. Like there's something else in the air, like right around here. And just with these new acquisitions of like, especially with the one signing that I think I'd be lying to you if I said that I saw Joe Thornton signing with the Florida Panthers. This depth that we just are having now is just going to be so key and so crucial with all these people like Reinhart and Sam Bennett, and we got Anton Lundell coming in, and I don't see Joe Thornton playing almost every single night, but the amount of like leadership and like just kind of experience that he's going to be able to give to like young players. Like even the sense with the think about this, Joe Thornton was drafted into the NHL before Spencer Knight was even a thing. And so like imagine just like the experience that like, you know, he's going to be able to give like, you know, young up and coming players like that. Like you need somebody like that if you're trying to make that jump now. And it doesn't seem like, you know, we're done with like, you know, the retooling, the rebuild, like whatever you want to call it. It just seems that we're just done with that now and we're ready to go. We have players wanting to come here because they see what we have and they want to be a part of something special. And I think that's definitely the future is looking very, very bright out in Sunrise right now.
I'm with you there. And for sure. When it comes to the future of the Panthers and what they're doing. And it just goes to show if you know how to win, if you find a way to win, sometimes the market and the place doesn't really matter as long as you find a way to attempt to win. Because for years, many people have argued, oh, it's the market. But that's actually a little bit incorrect, which is you gotta try to win. Like Tampa Bay, not traditional market as well. People want to go play for them because they win. That's outside of NHL players, of course, wanting to get the bag, which we can respect. I can respect the NHL player wanting to get the bag, but
of course, have to do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but you want to win. You don't want to get the bag and just lose all the time. That just gets tiresome. The motivation to come. I mean, not that these players need motivation, but when you're losing, it's kind of hard to come back to even practice the next day when. Every single game that you're going out there, you might be getting destroyed. And you know, these players are coming out there and they're getting paid their millions and they're winning. And it just continues to like motivate them to like wanting to do better. And I don't know how much you follow some of the players on Instagram. A lot of them are like posting like their workout videos. And a lot of them are just like really tuned in to wanting to become better physically and emotionally, and especially Jonathan Huberdeau. Jonathan Huberdeau is like my favorite follow on Instagram. He's having a lot of fun on the water, which is
out where he is right now. I'm just like, can I hang out with you? Because you look like you're having a fun time, dude.
Yeah, and after your body taking so many beatings from hits and all that stuff, those are like deserve times off for every player in the NHL. These guys take such a beating. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you are missing out. There's coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. You want to know what my favorite flavor is of these selections? It's the cookies and cream. What? Cookies and cream, anything, ice cream, Built Bars, anything cookies and cream related. Why not? It's a very obvious choice. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box and you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty and all healthy. There's also the grasshopper cookie flavor, which is like the classic thin mint cookie. All the flavor without all the sugar, with 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. Order today and you'll get the grasshopper cookie or the raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Isn't that great? So go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order. That's promo code LOCK15 over at built.com. Did you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineup and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes. Winner, take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DPS the way it was meant to be. One-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon to sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Once again, go to stathero.com/lockedon. So, Drew, as far as when you're not watching sports or like football or hockey, what are the things that you like to do personally for yourself?
Well, two things I kind of like to do, like kind of in my off time is like, I'm a huge music head. So, I do play bass. So, me and my friends, we'll have like a few jam sessions every now and then, and, you know, just like work on some sounds and whatnot. But, another thing I also do that, I originally went to school for was, I'm really into video editing. Like I really kind of like, you know, making like, finding some old videos and just like, you know, trying to make them into like my own little kind of something, whether it be maybe a makeshift music video or even just a travel video. Last year, my girlfriend and I, we did a little cross country trip all in our car, went all the way from South Florida all the way up to Montana, and then like drove back on like within the span of like a month and hit up like about 20 or so states in the span of a month. And I'm still working on this video about it now that's just like, you know, synced up to like everything. It's just been taking me just a while, but other than that, you can also find me traveling too. My girlfriend's in the travel business, so we also try and like, you know, travel as much as we can.
That's amazing. And with my experience with like Adobe Premiere and Final Cut Pro, making a travel video, just editing 30 seconds of a video, like for like a commercial, something I had to do like during my years of like when I was even starting off in like high school, those take forever.
Even 30 seconds.
And if you're doing like something like 10 minutes of your travels of a traveling video, that could take days to do. Because sometimes if your eyes are just peeled to the screen, sometimes your brain can be so fried. It's like, I need a little bit of a break. Let me just get up and just rest my eyes a little bit, put some eye drops in there and maybe like wet my face with water a little bit.
Oh yeah. Like I'm surprised at this point that I haven't been prescribed glasses yet, to the point where how many screens I look at on a daily basis.
Yeah. People always tell me that I should get like the blue lighting thing on my screen in order to like have a less of a strain on my eyes, and I haven't done it, but it's something that I should do. So that's definitely something that I should definitely do, because I'm in front of screens all the time. So yeah, honestly, but as far as your travels, dude, what has been your favorite place?
See, that's very hard. I'll just say this off the top of my head. I actually liked Kansas City, to be honest with you. Like, I've never been to Kansas City before, and like having to go check out that town, like, that's actually a really, really cool city. I got to stop by, me and my girlfriend stopped at Arrowhead Stadium, picked up a few Mahomes jerseys. And, you know, also got to try like, you know, that Kansas City barbecue like the day after. And oh my God, dude, if you haven't had Kansas City barbecue.
I agree.
Woo!
Had it once.
To all you listening, if you haven't had true Kansas City barbecue, book a flight right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
I went to Kansas City once for like 2 days for like a church retreat back in the day in 2010. We took charter buses from Orlando to Kansas City. I remember just waking up and we were on the highway arriving in the city. My contacts were off and all I see is a big crown outside on the highway, and I'm like, oh, that's Kauffman Stadium, home of the Kansas City Royals. Because Kauffman Stadium is facing the highway, Arrowhead Stadium's like behind it, from what I remember.
Yeah, yeah, it's something like that. But they're still like kind of like right across from each other still.
Yeah. So Kansas City barbecue is awesome. One place I do want to actually enjoy myself, and I only went there for a stop to eat and then leave. I want to explore Nashville more. That's a city I want to explore more.
My mom actually, my mom's fiance actually, he kind of like jumps back and forth between Nashville and Key West. He's a musician kind of out there playing like either on like, like on the big, streets out there and everything, but kind of the bars mostly, but he actually jams with, believe it or not, he actually like jams with like the bassist of the E Street Band when he's out in Nashville sometime.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he jumps back to and from Nashville to Key West a lot, but Nashville is like, it's a pretty cool town, like especially if you're really into like, because you know there's like the cool thing about like, especially you know like their, I can't remember what their main entertainment street is called off the top of my head right now, a little early still, but
Broadway
street? Broadway, yes, Broadway, yeah. That place is just like really cool. Like it's just everywhere you walk, you just like you're hearing another instrument from like one bar or like all this stuff going out, and the food in Nashville is actually really good too. I haven't been to a Preds game yet, but he does tell me that those are actually pretty, those are actually pretty, like, believe it or not, he tells me that they actually like sell out a lot, believe it or not.
I mean, there's only two professional sports teams in Nashville, if you want to count the MLS team there, three, but, so I kind of understand when it's football season not going on. Their basketball team is in Memphis. They have AAA baseball, but they don't have a major league team over there. So I guess that kind of makes sense for what like activities to do. So Predators probably get like a lot of attention when it's like hockey season over there. So as far as are there any like book recommendations, podcasts, or non-sports related stuff that you recommend that you listen to, that for me and the listeners, that if they want to listen to, are there any that you recommend for anyone to listen to?
I actually do. I find myself listening to a podcast or a live show, YouTube show called the Jason Ellis Show. He used to be on on Sirius XM for a while, and then I think they kind of nixed him a bit, but he just started his own little show because he still wanted to like, you know, work and still talk, you know, with people and, you know, still kind of do that whole little radio show aspect, but just in a podcast form. So the Jason Ellis Show, and he also even just started another podcast with Tony Hawk called Hawk vs. Wolf.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and essentially they're just kind of like, because like Jason Ellis, he's a former professional skateboarder. And so essentially with him and Tony Hawk just talking, they're just like literally, like they are just like, you know, like whatever comes to mind, like they're just kind of like talking about it. And I'm like, it's just like two dudes being dudes. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend the Jason Ellis Show, and also check out Hawk vs. Wolf.
That's awesome. Takes me back to Tony Hawk Pro Skater from right back in the day. There's still one song that I still listen to from Tony Hawk Pro Skater, just that I put on shuffle from Spotify. It's called Superman by Goldfinger. Do you know that song?
I remember that song very well.
That I just play it in my car, and I just think of going up and down the half pipes doing all these moves, and I'm just like, yep, that's Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Just the sound of those wheels like hitting like the that skateboard wheel sound with like just the those like bass bouncy bass lines in the back, like, oh, it just takes me back. It just reminds me of like just listening to like a like early Blink 182 or something, you know.
Yeah, and Tony Hawk American Wasteland was actually the game that introduced me to the band and Endless Sporadic too. I don't know how familiar you are with them.
I've heard of them, definitely.
They have a song on Guitar Hero 3 called Impulse.
Yes, yeah. I do remember that song now.
But the song on Tony Hawk American Wasteland was called Son of Pearl. That's the song that they had originally on that one. So that song is how I was originally introduced to an Endless Sporadic. And they've it's just two dudes. They don't do live shows. One of them just plays the drum while the other one like plays every other instrument, and they just release albums. It's all instrumental. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, no lyrics as like to my knowledge, but great music to just listen to and just jam out. So love an Endless Sporadic.
Would you petition Endless Sporadic song to be possibly take over Sweetness as the Panthers goal song one day?
I don't know what would fit as far as like something that would like pump it up. I believe that there needs to be some words for like any like chanting for sure. So even though Sweetness is, if you actually listen to the song about what it's about, it's not safe for work. If you actually really listen to deep, but it's but of course when you play it for Florida Panther games, it's related to like, of course, scoring goals, the celebration. So definitely, I think that something definitely needs some lyrics when it comes to like a goal song. So I'm gonna say no.
All right. If you were to choose any song to be to be the next Panthers goal song, what do you think it would be?
Putting me on the spot right here. wow, this is a tough one. I'm gonna say a Warriors Call by Volbeat.
I like that.
I'll say that one. That's just the first one that came to the top of my head because that's my favorite. That's my favorite like pump up song when it comes to any sport.
Yeah, it really does kind of like get the energy going, especially like even just wanted to put that even as like, you know, as like players are coming out to the field or the ice or whatnot. That's a perfect type up song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just say that I might come up with something better later. So but that was just the first one that that came to my head. But if I were to ever position, but I do like Sweetness as a song. In general. But anyways, Drew, I want to thank you so much for coming on to this episode of the Locked On Florida Panthers Fan Series to discuss your fandom and everything else about the direction of the team. So for my listeners, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter. That's at DrewBDoo1, DrooBDoo1. I'm not really feeling like spelling it right now. It's still a little too early, but DrewBDoo1. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, you just look up Drew Cash. That's but instead of a W, just took two V's instead. That's Drew_Cash. And either on Instagram or Twitter or either way, anybody give me a shout.
Awesome. And I will definitely put the @ on the Twitter page for Locked On Panthers and on the show description for when this comes out. So people will see the spelling and people will be able to click the link to give you a follow and interact with you for everything Florida Panthers and South Florida sports related. So thank you, man, for jumping on.
Of course. Thanks, Mondo, for that. Sorry, everybody's still a little early.
No worries. But if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast so you'll be notified every single time the Locked On Florida Panthers podcast jumps into your podcast feed. Make sure to subscribe to Locked On NHL and the Crosscheck NHL Show with Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark. We'll be covering all the offseason activities around the National Hockey League. And when you're done listening to this episode of Locked On Panthers, make sure to tune in today's episode of Locked On Bets. Betting on the NHL doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterlings. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. So I'm Armando Velez with Drew Cash, and you've been listening to Locked On Florida Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We're your team every day.